Governor Sanders finally announced her grand education plan this week. Not all the details included yet. There's two main points in this. First is teacher raises. She wants to bring the minimum salary for all Arkansas teachers up to the $50,000 level, starting at the $50,000 level. That would be the fourth highest teacher minimum salary in the United States. Lots of questions about how we're going to get to that point.
Yes, that's an accurate statement. There are a couple things that people need to understand about Arkansas and our budget. We do, in fact, by Constitution, operate on a balanced budget, and we can only spend what the Department of Finance projects as the revenue for the coming year. The other thing people need to understand, we, the legislature, fund all of the different departments in order by Constitution. The first is education. So whatever that amount is, whatever we, the legislature, agree to give to the Department of Education will come off the top, and then we go down from there to fund the other departments.
Have they talked about where you would take money away from to fund it?
We have, and what we have talked about is not so much as taking away as using what we have. Figures that I have seen, we can easily sustain a $50,000 starting salary and taking everybody to that for, I personally, Jack Fortner, believe for 4 years with what we've got.
The legislature can sustain it, but what about the school districts across the state?
There is a plan in place for it to happen. Some of it will be moving money within the Department of Education. The draft, it is not a bill yet. Right. It is a draft. It is a work in progress. It is flexible. It is being changed day by day. The $50,000 figure is what I would say very solid.
How are you going to reward lifetime teachers who are already at that mark? You're excellent teachers already. How will they benefit from this?
That's a good question. The two things that are proposed to go in conjunction with this. Every teacher will get a raise. Teachers that are already making 50 or more will get a $2,000 raise.
So they get a $2,000 raise, but your entry-level teacher gets a $12,000 raise.
Yes. That is correct. The other part of it is there is going to be merit bonuses up to $10,000. A true merit, not a participation ribbon merit. It will be to the teachers that are excellent teachers and that have excelled. And there are, again, I say proposed criteria and metrics to be met. It's not longevity. It is product that you turn out of your classroom. Now, if you have been an excellent teacher, proven excellent for 20 years, you will not be punished because you have reached what would appear to be the epitome of a teacher.
So theoretically, a teacher will be rewarded based upon the test scores of their students.
One would
question that a teacher would just teach according to the test instead of teaching the curriculum.
That has been discussed, and it is not solely going to be based on test scores.
What would be the other component?
Child success, child improvement.
How do you measure that outside of test scores?
We are going to have to rely on superintendents. We're going to give the superintendents some latitude and freedom that they have not had.
Let's talk about the second major component of this, and of course that's the voucher-based system.
Mm-hmm.
School choice,
mm-hmm.
public, private, parochial homeschooling,
mm-hmm.
whereas a student would receive a voucher that would help, you know, go towards whatever school choice of theirs. Arkansas already has school choice. A student can go wherever they choose to go. This choice would be a financial decision, and they would be given money to go wherever they choose. Is that correct?
Partially. The student could go to the school of their choice, but the ADA would follow them. The average daily attendance money.
And so per student in the state of Arkansas, each student basically is around $8,000, correct?
Correct.
So if someone decided to homeschool, the state would send $8,000 to that parent?
Not as it's currently written. Those figures are not solidified yet, but it is not the full ADA.
How does that affect our public school system across the state? Because you have some districts in the state that are really struggling. But when you look at some districts around our listening area, some of our public schools are thriving. How does this benefit thriving school districts?
That's a good question. The school districts that are thriving and doing well will not be harmed because no one will leave them. The school districts that are not performing up to what the parents believe is their child's potential will either adjust and raise their standards or lose students. That is true. Sooner or later, this draft is going to have to be put in the form of a bill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a major, major task. There are multiple young lawyers worrying themselves sick every day to get the commas and the wording right. But it will come together, and when it comes together, it'll be out in the open. And once this thing is presented as a bill, anyone in the public can read it in totality and make suggestions. I would hope that they do.